All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Yao Wang with us. She's the founder of The Hatchery, which invests and incubates high-tech companies. So welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what we like to do with this show is get to know you right off the bat. So the first one I got for you, Yao, is what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
I think that's, if you can dream it, it can happen, provided you've built a network of relationships that can get you there. And that's kind of how my life has very interestingly unfolded, from moving from healthcare to a career in technology, then investing, and latest projects in film. So it's been pretty all over the map in a very concerted effort. But I think if you were to tell some young person that you can literally do it all, they may not figure out how the path works. But a lot of it is just understanding business, how money works and flows into our economy and the world, and good networks. That's the foundation of it all.
And then what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
That's so vague. Can you be more specific?
Sure. So The Hatchery, which invests and incubates high-tech companies. So what is something, so investing in high-tech companies, what's the most valuable piece of information we should know if, say, some of my listeners have a tech company that would like investment?
It's the people. I actually start with the people. A lot of people, I would say 9 out of 10 companies I talk to, if you keep asking questions deeper and deeper and more specific, they spend all of their time about their passion and how great this widget, this app, this tech goes and helps these people. And they just keep diving in. They cannot pull out of it to talk about the money or anything else. But my focus has been, can I get along with this set of founders? Mm-hmm. And then I'd love to find a test, if I can, of how they behave when it's under pressure, when things go wrong, what character comes out?
Ah, okay.
That determines who I'm dealing with and if it's a go, no go.
Got it. Okay. And then, and this is for my curiosity, why out of everything that you could have done, because I think what you're kind of getting at here is like, you know, your network, like your network is your net worth. The relationship you had has been the foundation for everything. Why did you choose to build The Hatchery, you know, maybe over anything else?
It was a direction of passions. That's kind of how my life has led. I love building things, and our organization is about building things from scratch or from starting point number one, right? So it's forming ideas that are great, then figuring out how to get the products built, then driving revenue, pulling investors in, building out the team, expanding into international countries. All of that requires problem solving, teamwork, and I think in the end, a good set of relationships that can extend and execute.
Okay, so, and maybe, you know, I'm sure each scenario is different, but would you say that you more invest in the people rather than the product, or is it a mixture?
It's a mixture, but in the end, it's the people who have to do the work.
Yes.
So if people are unreliable, the thing's not going to take off, no matter what, how great an idea it is. They're just going to mess up. Right? Or they don't get along. So they could be a bunch of geniuses that can build it, but they don't get along. So every time there's a major key company decision, they self-sabotage it for self-interest, for example. Self-interest is the number one sabotager of great ideas, right?
Ah, that's gold right there. Okay. I like that. I mean, I don't like that it's happening, but I like that.
No, it happens a lot.
Brought it up.
Because I think it takes wisdom and maturity to put your baby ahead of yourself or others ahead of yourself, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't actually happen that often in real life. They say it, and when it's peacetime, it happens. But in wartime, it's, you know, knives come out. And then it doesn't. But that's when real decisions need to be made. And sometimes you have to, you know, give away a little to save the ship, right? And instead of doing that, you know, they blow the ship up. So no one wins. No one wins. I've seen it happen a lot. I've seen it from the top, seen it from the bottom. And so in the end, if the people are no good, if they lack character, it's not worth it. Something bad will eventually happen.
Mm-hmm. So my next one for you is, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Be careful who you trust. I was very trusting. Too much so.
Okay.
Be careful who you trust. Yes.
And then, so now we're going to get a little deep on the life side here. So in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Don't listen to other people about what you should be or what life is. Take risks. You know, my initial path was very traditional and very safe. If I stayed on it, I would have retired on the beach at 65 with a pension and all be good, but led a very boring life, I'm sure, right? A very corporate, boring, sooty life. And that is not what I ended up with, because I jumped off every boat every time I got bored.
Yeah.
You know? And when things get stagnant, and not to say everyone should be jumping off ships, right? But you should always be inspired. You should always be learning. And don't be afraid of, I'm not going to make enough money, or my parents or my wife or my friends will think less of me. If you believe it, and it better be a 110% passion, what's the worst you can do? Give it a try. If the people listening to, I assume people listening to this are mostly from the US, you're already 20 steps ahead of some other people. Take the privilege you have and do something interesting with it.
Mm-hmm. And then, so for somebody in the like tech industry, what's one of the best books that you've read, and what's the number one thing you learned from it? Like, do you have any like tech industry books that you'd recommend?
Ben Horowitz wrote a book, The Hard Things About Hard Things. Oh my God, that poor man.
What happened?
You should read the book. It was just like torture. Okay. Actually, you'll go through it really fast. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe all these things happen. And I think many people, when they think about tech, they look at the magazine covers, they read about the billionaires, the unicorns, the IPOs, and they think it's full of money and fame and, oh my God, it's so fancy, right? Oh, you're marrying celebrities, all this nonsense. And this book really drives through the reality of building something and how hard it is. And he earned every penny. And I think the hardship of it all is lost in the glitz and the glamour, perhaps. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. I have a friend right now with a very successful tech company in New York. And she's been at it for 6 years now. And I was saying, like, wow, you got tricked. I haven't been in a job for like that long. She's like, neither have I. I'm like, and she's working hard every day. I'm like, you see?
Yeah.
You're not putting your feet up. You're grinding it like 16, 18 hour days. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, my last question for you is, and we kind of already went over it, but do you have any like final advice for anybody, like any young people, or they could be older that are just trying to dip their feet in the tech industry? Like what would you tell them?
Get a mentor, do something that you already have knowledge in. Because if you don't know about how to do this, you don't know how to get money, you don't know how to build a product, and you don't know the sector, I will 100% guarantee you will fail at this, all right? Mm-hmm. do not take outliers as your north, let's put it that way. Right? So like, oh yeah, college dropouts from Harvard. Look what happened. Like, that's not the normal. That's an outlier. That's why they wrote a book about it. That's why there's a movie about it, right? Because it's an outlier. The normal is regular work. And you need a foundation in a sector that is tied to relationships. Please have some, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're doing. or be the triple PhD badass that can build this thing from scratch. But you're going to need one half of the solution here, either the business side or the tech side. And then whatever you don't have, don't try to learn it. Just go bring it in. That's Got why it. Teams are there, right? You're not going to do this by yourself. Go get a partner and not your roommate.
Yeah.
Don't grab the guy next to you. Like, think about who you want, who has the other half of the equation, and pull it together. Then you're going to add more teams. The whole premise of picking teams, just like sports, is to fill the gaps of skills you don't have. Do that.
Yes, that, I love it. Thank you for coming on. Last one I got for you. Where can our audience best connect or find more about the Hatchery online?
We have a website, hatchery.vc.
Perfect. Thank you again.
You're welcome.